I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the world focuses on the anniversary of 9/11, war in Iraq, and tensions with Iran, Christians are being urged to pray. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins tomorrow. Evangelist Sami Tippett is reaching into the Muslim world in various ways. He says the start of Ramadan is a strategic time to pray for them.
It's kind of a time of seeking in a certain sense, where they're fasting and they're more geared towards spiritual things. And it's out of a sense of a search for God. During these times of Ramadan, we found that many will have dreams about Jesus.
Tippett's reaching them through television. Funding is needed. Next, the orphans and widows in Africa are receiving life-saving meals from Global Aid Network. After being boiled 20 minutes, the meal is ready to eat for a mere 10 cents. Every meal contains an entire day's worth of nutrition. 500,000 of them are delivered each month after pastors in refugee camps locate people with the most need. Given in the name of Christ, these meals provide opportunities for believers to share their faith. Pray that many will respond to God's call. And many kids are ready to share their faith at a young age. E3 Partners is equipping them with the new Kids Evangelism Explosion Cube that will be available October the 15th. Marcia Artis says they're starting with 10,000 cubes, but that number may climb.
Our focus right now will begin with North America. But as we can see with the traditional Evangel Cube, it's all over the world. And we're already getting connections and contacts from some of our ministries that are on the other continent.
7 mini lessons will be available online. Artist says their greatest need is for the churches to respond so kids can get the tool. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.